Hey everybody, it's Melissa, and I hope you guys are doing well. And it's very, very late. It's about 18 minutes after 11 p.m. tonight here in the Rowe family household, and I have not had time to do my audio mo post for today, so I thought I'd better get it done now. So. You can hear my air conditioner going on. It's pretty hot. They said tomorrow it's going to hit 112 degrees. For those in the UK, I don't know, Alexa, what's 112 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius? I don't even think she understood me. Alexa, what's 112 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius? She doesn't understand me. Maybe my iPad will. Who knows? These technological devices. What is 112 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius?
112 degrees Fahrenheit is 44.4 degrees Celsius.
So that is how hot it's going to get tomorrow. Well, it's in the UK. It's already tomorrow for you guys. So enjoy it. It's not going to be as hot here. So I'm about to take my dog out for the night. But while I'm taking him out, I want to talk about noises. The king of noises is right here on the couch getting a belly rub. Time to get up, Buster. Yep. Yeah. So I had company over today. They stayed for about 5 hours or so, and then they left. I took a little cat nap, and then I've been up ever since, but I've been kind of relaxing. Got the air conditioner going on. The ice maker is making ice. That's why this house is very noisy. And then, of course, there's my husband taking a shower down the hall. There's no bathroom windows, so the shower is left open, the bathroom's left open, so because he takes hot showers. So my dog's drinking water, and I'm getting a pickup bag. I'm getting ready to take him out. So you get to hear what it's like to wind down for the night over here. I just need to get his leash. We're ready for him to go. Ooh, he is one thirsty dog. He does that to me every night. We put a full bowl of water. We even put ice in it because it's really hot and he just needs a way to stay cold. And he is able to get up. I mean, the bowl is not in hiding. It's in plain sight, obviously. He can access it. But all throughout the day, he doesn't drink as much water until at night. He's still drinking. My goodness. One thirsty dog. He's still on his steroids he's still on the steroid treatment. Today was one of his days where he didn't have to take the medication. We're weaning him off of it. And so it's every other day now. So tomorrow he'll have to take it. And I know you don't want to have to take your medication. Come here, baby. Come on. So this is what it's like going to bed every night. We slowly get ready. We somebody either cleans up or we get ready to take the dog out. Normally my husband comes with me, but he's taking a shower right now. Yes, I know. Yes. So we're going to be heading out. And you guys will get to hear with my outdoor surroundings. And my husband's apologizing because he couldn't take me out. But I didn't want to wait too long. Normally my husband comes out with me. Because pre-pandemic I used to go out by myself, but with fewer people out and about and the potential for crime, I usually don't come out this late by myself. But you guys get to hear everything. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about noises, in more particular, noises that you have heard in the midst of a lecture or in the midst of a movie, you know, in noises that you've heard in quiet places, you know, where you're supposed to be quiet. Did you hear something funny in a library? Did you hear something, something that you couldn't keep yourself from laughing at because you were just so amused by the noise? Come on, Zappa, park time. Right now he's just being investigative, King Sniff Detective, just sniffing the grass. But yeah, the reason I say is because there was one time when we were in class, and I actually have the recording of it. It's like a 25-second recording, so you guys are going to hear it. Some of my followers may have already heard it, but it's really funny. It came to my mind, actually, when the water bottle that I currently own started making this noise. So, you know those stainless steel water bottles or the insulated ones? If you slide them across the table, they make kind of an like a really weird, low-pitched squeaking noise. And a couple of years ago, I was in class, and I recorded my lectures always for, just for sake of, you know, just to keep notes and all that, but, in the midst of one of the lectures, one of the students' water bottles made a noise, and it actually sounded like a guy had said, "Huh?" You know, that's what it sounded like. It sounded really weird. You okay, Zappa? So, you need to get through? Hello. This guy, or the professor, even had to stop the lecture and go, "Whoa, what was that voice?" And it was not a voice. It was a water bottle. So, okay. So while we start walking, I'm going to go ahead and play this recording. And I think you guys will find it very amusing. So, let's head on down to the dumpster and get rid of, you know, that kind of stuff. And listen to a bottle talk.
She has another thing, which is also has a name that might interest writers. It's called hypergraphia, which is this extreme fluency and frequency of writing.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she have, well, it's like a voice.
What was that?
That's my water bottle.
It actually sounded spirits like somebody was saying, huh?
I know.
So why would her?
Perfect timing. So I come back and a car is going right by me. That should provide some nice stereo audio there. So yeah, that's what happened in one of my classes. I have not all of them are recordings though, unfortunately. But I have, this way, Zappa. We're coming to the dumpster, or as some people call it, the rubbish bin, or the, you know. Come on, Zappa. No sniffing in here. It's garbage. So yeah, we're heading back home. But I have had experiences with Zappa draining in the middle of class and making noise and interrupting the lectures because the professors want to hear how cute it sounds, or one of the lectures, come on Zappa, one of the lectures Zappa was dreaming and the professor tried to tell him, hey, I'm teaching class, are you teaching class? And Zappa just went woof, like right back at him. But have there been any noises that have amused you in places where it wasn't supposed to? And with that, my dog has stopped to sniff a bush by our house. Well, I think that's gonna be it. Is that it for tonight? Is that it for tonight, Zappa Doodle? Yeah? Let's say we go home. Hey, sniff detective, let's say we go home. He's still sniffing this area. Okay, here we are. All right. All right, guys. I will probably get this uploaded tomorrow. Oh, and, but yeah, anyway, everybody take care, be safe, and have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.